This episode is dedicated to Amazon. Doesn't anyone else see the irony that a company that sends everything in cardboard boxes is named after a rainforest we're trying to save? Like, the Amazon.
Well, hello there. We're just back from our holiday break and want to start you off with a little knock-knock joke. Don't worry, we'll play along with you. Knock-knock. Who's there? I can't believe. I can't believe who. I can't believe this podcast is still on the air. Well, we are, and so, welcome back to Open Mouth Insert Elevator. I am actually quite excited about today's episode. Why, you ask? Well, if you remember in the last episode, I alluded to the fact that we may have been transported to an alternate dimension. Well, something happened that is giving that some credibility. Something happened to Momo that could only happen in an alternate timeline. I leave it to Momo to tell you the rest. I'm just so giddy, I can't wait.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. There might be something to this alternate universe that Monty's been pushing. Something happened to me during the holiday break. Actually, several things happened during the holiday break that I found to be somewhat odd and unusual behavior. This first story has me a bit perplexed. Ever try and be nice and polite, only to receive a nasty comment or stare in return? Well, then you're going to appreciate this week's episode. And here we go.
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case number 006, the man who just stood there. It was a winter's day. Sleigh bells were ringing, but Momo wasn't listening. He was walking through his lane, but the snow was yellow and wasn't glistening.
Oh! Ew!
It may have been a beautiful sight, but Momo wasn't happy tonight, because he was walking in a winter wonderland. Momo finally reaches his building, and as he enters, he thinks to himself that the one thing he did like about the holidays was that the building was quiet, and he may be able to take the elevator today unscathed.
Huh?
Momo used the back entrance of the building today, known as P1. He always wondered why it was called P1, as there was actually no parking on that floor.
What?
The elevator arrives, and Momo enters and presses his floor. As the elevator arrives at ground, the elevator stops and the doors open. To Momo's surprise, a man is already standing there, blocking the entryway, with his head tilted towards the ground. As the door fully opens, the man raises his head and looks Momo in the eye, but doesn't move or enter the elevator. Momo, being confused by this, tries to break the ice by saying,
"Going up?"
The man continued to stand there, not moving or saying anything, but continues to stare at Momo. It was like two men standing in the street of an old town in a Western standoff. Momo scrambles to think of what to say next. Just then, the man finally responds.
Meh.
The man then pushes the elevator button and walks away. Momo is taken aback from this encounter, and while the door closes, he says,
"What the hell was that?"
Momo continues to dwell on these events until he arrives at his floor. As he exits, he says,
"Alrighty then."
The moral of this story is, if you're going to be a Scrooge around the holidays, be prepared to meet people who are grinchier than you.
to tell you, that story just fills me up with joy. Now, I would like to start off by saying that we had nothing to do with it. The fact that we posted posters all over Momo's building was for marketing purposes only, and not to expose Momo's antics in the elevator. In the world of one-word responses, could you have come up with anything better than meh? Well, don't let me keep you from what I am sure will be a lively debate on the matter. I'm curious to see what Momo feels to the group about this little snafu, aren't you?
This segment is dedicated to Netflix. They perfected brute force marketing by saying they have a big announcement on January 7th and only debunk the additional Stranger Things episode on January 8th. Way to go, Netflix.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I. I would like to just go on record saying that I had nothing to do with the posters. I have served my time and have no intention of going back. So let's see what Moose and Filbert have to say on the matter. Over to you guys, and I'd tread carefully if I were you.
I would just like to start off by saying that this is the happiest day of my life.
Figures you would say something like that. And by the way, what happened to your voice?
You're just sore, because you took it on the chin for once. As for my voice, somebody, not saying who, decided to remove my recording options, and I can't change it back.
That, my friend, is the definition of the word irony. Getting back to what you were saying, I think you're being a little insensitive. Did he really do anything to warrant that kind of treatment?
Surprise, surprise. Good old Grandpapa Moose to the rescue.
All right. Enough of that. Look, all I said was going up, and the guy stared at me and went meh and walked away. For all I know, he didn't even know who I was. So it comes down to whether that was deserved or not.
I'm with you. Even if it had anything to do with the posters Monty's been putting up. Not saying that it has. Those posters don't even have a picture of you on it. So I think you just caught someone having a bad day and not mature enough to manage his feelings appropriately.
Yeah, whatever. Feelings, schmeelings. Let's get to the vote. I'm dying over here.
You're just a broken toy, aren't you? Okay, fine. Gee, Filbert, what's your vote?
Yay, and in your face.
Wow, that's a surprise. Moose?
Of course mine's a nay. It's a new year, but clearly being nicer wasn't on Filbert's resolution list.
Okay, the sooner we wrap this up, the better. I hate seeing Filbert so happy. Mine's a nay. All right, back to you, Ed. Oh, and by the way, gold star for you.
Yeah, you suck up.
Well, that's the opposite of what usually happens around here. Almost like it's upside down. I think I just found the missing Stranger Things episode. That's all for now. See you next time. Can someone get my agent and Netflix on the line?
I so enjoyed today's episode. However, I am somewhat conflicted about it. On one hand, I am joyfully pleased at Momo's apparent fall from grace. But on the other, maybe I am not conflicted as I thought. Well, it's a great way to start the new year, and from what I hear, there's more of this to come. Far be it for me to revel in someone's misery, but in this case, I will make an exception. Thanks for joining us at Open Mouth Insert Elevator. If you have an elevator story you'd like to share of your own, or just say hi, drop us a note at comments@themomoshow.com. Well, off to put up more posters. See you next time.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.